I had to start this one with a little handbell music. First, let me mention that handbells weren't originally meant to play tunes. They came about in connection with European bell towers. The ringers sounded those bells by pulling on ropes and creating patterns of notes rather than melodies. It's called change ringing. It seems that handbells were developed so ringers could practice their patterns away from the bell tower. Eventually, the handbells became a medium for melodies and special arrangements. In a handbell ensemble, each ringer has anywhere from 2 to 6 bells, and the music is simply divided among all the ringers, which means they better all be there for the rehearsals and performances. Handbells came to America from England in the 19th century, and it may have been thanks to P.T. Barnum, who engaged a group of English ringers for an American tour, provided that they grow mustaches, wear colorful clothing, and allow themselves to be billed as Swiss bell ringers.